Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, June 11th, 2012. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation that'll be led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that'll be led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise, please.
Please pray with me. Our gracious Father, Architect of the Universe, I humbly ask that you guide our thoughts and our actions so that we are doing your will and acting in a manner that is pleasing to you. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. We also ask your forgiveness for our sins and the strength to avoid future temptations. We ask these things in your precious name. Amen.
Please join me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A, it's receive and file bids for sale of undeveloped land in Jefferson County north of Nederland city limits. Item B, it's receive and file bids for the Jefferson County Courthouse Interior Masonry Rehabilitation Phase 4. Item C is to award the sale of undeveloped land in Jefferson County north of Nederland city limits to Industrial Safety Training Council for item number 2 in the amount of $187,500. Item D is to correct an award amount of a term contract for adult assigns for Jefferson County Mosquito Control with Clark Mosquito Control to $166.75 per gallon. And item E is to rescind an award of a term contract for insecticides, herbicides, spray adjuvants, and adulticides for Jefferson County Mosquito Control Division, line item 4 from Winfield Solutions LLC, and re-award to Allegary Incorporated in the amount of $13.85 per gallon for line items 4. Do I have a motion on those items?
Move.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion? And I would just mention, since there was some concern last week about item C, which was the sale of undeveloped land to Industrial Safety Training Council, that we've looked at that issue very closely. The amount offered and bid by ISTC is at the lower end of the market analysis that was done by the real estate experts. ISTC is a nonprofit corporation that we're entitled to help under the local government code in fulfilling governmental purposes within the county. I do consider them to be an economic development tool, which we're also under Chapter 381 allowed to assist. And because there are no utilities or services or other things out there, water, electric, and so forth, and ISTC is going to spend a considerable amount of money bringing this 12 acres up to snuff, I just believe that it's going to result in the other 128 acres that's still owned by the county becoming more valuable. So I see it as a win-win all the way around, and I'm very supportive of it. Any other discussion?
Judge, Commissioners, I thank you for taking this item under consideration and your possible approval. It's been a pleasure working with ISTC on this. This is something, as you indicated, is going to benefit a lot of different entities. They have a piece of property that they're in right now that will then be sold, and it'll have a new occupant. So there's a lot of win-win here. They're building a state-of-the-art facility. It's going to be more conducive to what they're doing. So I'm very pleased with this whole process, and I look forward to working with the court in the future to bring some more properties up for consideration. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, we can table item A on the burn ban. Also, I'd like to table item B because I had to be out of town on meetings on Friday, and There were some changes made to the rotation list guidelines. This morning's schedule was so hectic I didn't have the time to read it, so there's nothing that I consider wrong with it. I just want to have the opportunity to read it before going through it, so we're going to table item B. Item C is to receive and file an executed letter of understanding regarding the Praxair Incorporated abatement. Item E, we're going to take item D. Well, item D is to recognize National Association of Counties Achievement Award winner. Item E is to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendation for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport and for the Beaumont Athletics Club. And item F is to receive and file the 2012 Energy Texas Load Management Project application form that was approved by the court last week. Do I have a motion on those items?
Mm-hmm.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And at this time, I'd like to ask Judge Brad Burnett if he would come forward and bring with you whoever you want to the podium, Judge. And this relates to item D, is to recognize National Association of Counties Achievement Award winner. And I was aware a little bit about the program earlier on, but not the not all about the program called the CHAMP program, but I got a letter from the National Association of Counties last week that congratulates the county on winning a National Achievement Award from the National Association of Counties for the CHAMP program. They're proud to confer this award and recognize the county's hard work to promote quality, efficient, and responsive management and administration of local governments. And so we've got this award, which they sent along and called about, which I certainly want to give to you, Judge Burnett, but I'd like you to take some time to tell us a little bit about the program and why it is that y'all won this award.
First of all, I want to thank you, sir, very much for the recognition here with my officers of the court. We've got Denise and MP. This is just something that's come up. There's so much money out there outstanding that we determined we had to do something creative to work on getting it in. And first of all, with y'all's help getting those over-the-counter credit cards, we've probably taken in the last 5 months $100,000 just from credit cards over the counter, and that's helped. I'm going to have Marissa elaborate just a bit about it, but first I want to introduce a couple guests here. My wife right here, Teresa, of 39 years in October, she's here with us today. And then my two grandkids are staying with us because they're taking swimming lessons this week. And then this woman back here is my sweet mama. I don't pray with her. I pray with her, at her, because she is a saint. Thank you for coming, Mama. Okay, MP.
Well, first of all, thank y'all for having us today. And I just want to tell you a little bit about our program. Basically, it just started with a simple idea of we can do better. And good enough wasn't good enough anymore. So what we decided to do is I'd gone to a conference and they suggested certain things. So we just started trying different things and it just really evolved into the program that it is now. And basically we got the commissioner's help, we got purchasing's help in getting the credit cards, and also the auditor's office helped us get established with the credit cards. And that's one of the big components of it. And then we've also worked with the Nederland ISD to produce a video to help the defendants understand how to fill out the payment plans, what would be expected of them. And this has cut down on a lot of questions that we have. We're able to move more quickly through the payment plan process. So, well, we appreciate it.
You know, speaking of Nederland ISD, I think we do have a representative here. He came for this. This is our assistant superintendent, Nederland ISD. I think y'all all may know him. I know him.
We do. We're happy to have you here today. We thank you so much for your partnership with Judge Burnett and his staff. Obviously, I don't know if they know this, but Judge Burnett has one of the few officers in county government that actually pays for itself. Well, it's an anomaly amongst governmentally.
Where we're located, but Laurie Hamilton, with the videographer there with the high school, she videoed an awesome film within our building, and I think that helped us get that award also. But again, sirs, thank you so much for the recognition. And enjoy doing it for you.
Well, this certificate and all of this belongs to you and your office and needs to be displayed in your office. So I hope you'll wait around to the end of court so that we can give it to you.
Well, I would, but my clerks just informed me at 2:30 we have two cases. Is that right? And they set them back from 1:30 to 2:30.
And the only thing that will get a JP running faster than two cases is the thought of somebody who's paying for a wedding back at the office.
That's right.
Judge, Commissioners, if I could just say a few words. Judge Burnett, it's a pleasure to work with you and your staff. You have a great team. I'm proud to say that you're my JP. And it's good to work alongside of you, doing some great things for our community and being reflective of our community, and you're doing just that. I'd like to call on Mr. Laird, if he would, just to say a few words in his relationship with the JP office.
Thank you, Mr. Weaver. On behalf of the school district, I just want to congratulate Judge Burnett and thank him for including us in this project. You know, this was a great opportunity for our kids. I'm sorry Ms. Hamilton couldn't be here, but she's out at a resort having a well-deserved vacation. But, but anyway, this is just one example of the cooperative effort that we have, not only with Judge Burnett, but with other facets of the county and county departments. Mr. Weaver, the precinct helps us with paving our parking lots and the county health department with our immunizations. But this effort with Judge Burnett has, you know, it's paid benefits for him and has also paid benefits for the school district. And we appreciate him and everything that he does for us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks again, sir.
Thank you. All right. Under County Auditor, item A, and the only item, is regular county bills, check numbers 367633 through 367959. Do I have a motion on those payables?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver.
Mm-hmm.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Clerk, item A, is considering possibly approve, receive, and file notice of early voting locations and hours for the July 31st, 2012 joint Democratic and Republican primary runoff election. Item B is considering possibly approve, receive, and file notice of election day polling locations for July 31st, 2012 joint Democratic and Republican primary runoff elections. Item C via addendum is to consider and possibly approve expenditures from the County Clerk's Records Management Funds for a renewal of the Manatron hosted internet public access agreement. Renewals for the period April 1st, 2012 through March 31st, 2017, billed monthly at $3,508 per month for a total of $210,480. And this expenditure is to fund the county clerk's public records website where the public can do searches for deeds and things of that nature, really become extremely usable these last several years. Item D is considering possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a Manatron statement of work for hosted internet public access HIPAA Plus hosting. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion on any of those items?
Yes, Judge, I want to commend Ms. Guidry. She called me on this runoff. I don't know, sometimes you have to have wasted polling places, and she's took the effort to try and combine and make it more efficient where we get our bang for our buck out of this runoff. Runoff elections cost as much as regular elections when you have to staff them. So thank you, Ms. Guidry, for giving us that opportunity. I don't want anyone to think that you just did it. So I thank you for just combining that, and I hope the public will appreciate the savings on their tax dollars. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, under Juvenile Probation Department, item A is to receive and file the proposed Juvenile Probation Department budget for fiscal year 2013 in accordance with Chapter 140.04 of the Texas Local Government Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That passes unanimously. And that completes our official agenda. Is there anything that any member of the court or staff wish to bring to the member of the public without us taking action? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you for being here today.